Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something that feels like old-school jungle energy, but with a modern Ableton Live 12 workflow that gives you real control. The idea is simple. We're taking one breakbeat loop and turning it into a pirate signal-style phrase machine, using macros to shape dirt, tone, space, and punch on the fly. So instead of treating the break like a static loop, we're going to make it behave like part of the arrangement. That means murky intro tension, chop-drop energy, and enough movement to keep the groove alive without wrecking the kick and sub relationship. That's the whole game here. Start by choosing a break that already has attitude. You want a loop with a solid snare, some hat texture, and a bit of room or grime. If the sample is too clean, it can still work, but then the character has to come from processing. If the sample is weak, don't try to rescue it with a mountain of plugins. Pick a better break that will save you time and give you a much stronger result. Once you have your break, loop it for one or two bars and build a simple rack around it. Keep the chain practical. EQ8 first, then saturator, then something like drum bus or glue compressor, then auto filter, then echo or delay, and if you want that worn broadcast feel, a little redux at the end. Nothing fancy. Just solid tools doing clear jobs. The first move is cleanup. Use EQ8 to high pass the break somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz, depending on how much body it needs and how much room your bass line wants. Then check the upper mids. If the loop is poking too hard around 3 to 5 kHz, ease that back a little. If it's too fizzy at the top, soften around 8 to 10 kHz. The goal is not to make it sterile. The goal is to make it sit properly in a D&B mix. What to listen for here? Can you still hear the ghost notes in the little details after the cleanup? And does the break sit behind the bass instead of fighting it? If the answer is no, adjust gently. Usually in D&B, subtle changes go a long way. Now we build the macros. This is where the rack becomes powerful. Map one macro to dirt, so it controls saturator drive, maybe a bit of redux, and a touch of drum bus drive. Map another to tone, so it sweeps the auto filter. Add a macro for resonance, one for space using echo or delay dry slash wet and feedback, one for crush or transient shaping, and if you want, a very subtle width or air control. Keep everything restrained. A beginner mistake is making each macro too extreme, and in drum and bass that can destroy the groove instantly. A good starting point is this. Keep saturator drive in a moderate range, keep delay feedback around 10 to 30%, keep dry slash wet fairly low, and use redux sparingly. You're not trying to turn the break into a special effect. You're trying to make one loop respond like a full arrangement tool. Now let's talk about the filter, because this is where the pirate signal character really comes alive. Set auto filter to a low pass mode and start it fairly closed for the intro. Think radio transmission, fog, smoke, distance. Then as the track opens up, sweep it wider so the break feels like it's coming into focus. Why this works in D&B is simple. Jungle and old-school D&B thrive on movement and tension, but the modern mix still needs clarity and punch. A filter gives you both. It can feel murky and underground at the start, then open into a heavier, more direct drop without changing the actual drum pattern. What to listen for? Does the break feel like it is emerging from a transmission, or does it just sound like a filter moving up and down? You want the first one. A little resonance can help, but don't overdo it. Too much resonance turns into a whistle and that takes you out of the groove fast. Next, shape the break so it behaves like a phrase, not just a loop. Don't leave it static, make a small call and response over two bars. Let bar one breathe, then chop or remove one hit in bar two so the next snare lands harder. Trim a hat, shift a ghost note, leave a tiny gap before the backbeat. Small edits like that give the loop motion and personality. This is a really important mindset for old-school D&B. The drum loop should feel alive, like it's talking back to the bass line. If everything is constantly hitting, there's no tension. If there's a little space and a little movement, the groove starts to walk forward. Now add space carefully. Use echo or simple delay for a dubby throw, but keep it focused. Short sync delay times, modest feedback, and low dry slash wet are enough. Then map that to your space macro so you can throw a snare tail at the end of a phrase and pull it back before the next downbeat. What to listen for here? Does the delay enhance the groove, or does it smear into the next snare? If it's blurring the rhythm, back it off. In drum and bass, the tail has to support the groove, not step on it. At this point, decide what kind of heaviness you want. Do you want the dirt-led version, where the break feels rougher, older, more pirate radio, more worn in? Or do you want the punch-led version, where the drums stay cleaner and the transient shape does more of the work? Both are valid. For this style, the dirt-led version often feels more authentic, but if the bass line is already dense, a cleaner and tighter drum approach might be better. The key is not to overcook both at once. Too much saturation plus too much transient crushing can flatten the snare and make the whole loop lose authority. Keep the snare honest. In darker DNB, the snare is the emotional center of the groove. Now, before you get too deep into polishing, check the loop against your kick and sub. Don't stay in solo mode. Put the full groove together and listen like a producer and a selector at the same time. Is the snare still clearly cutting through? Is the break leaving room for the sub? Are the hats adding energy without masking the bass? If the bass and break are fighting, lower the break a touch. High pass a little more or cut some low mid mud around 200 to 400 Hz. If the kick feels weak, the break may be too busy in the same transient zone. Trim a couple of hits or reduce the crush macro. Always trust the full context over the solo sound. From here, use the macros like an arrangement tool. That's the real power move. Start the intro with the filter more closed, space low, and dirt moderate. Then slowly open the tone over 4 or 8 bars. At the drop, bring the filter open, pull the delay back, and let the break hit with more punch and definition. Then later in the drop, automate one macro for a variation so the loop evolves instead of sitting still. This is why the technique works so well in DNB. It gives you a strong repeating identity, but it also gives you movement and contrast. That means you can keep the track DJ-friendly while still making it feel alive. A great extra move is to print a second version of the break. Render one pass with the murkier settings for an intro texture, then another with the filter more open and the punch stronger for the drop. That printed variation can become your second drop switch up or your turnaround moment. It's one of the fastest ways to make a track feel arranged instead of looped. A good rule in this workflow is to bounce once the section has a personality. Don't keep tweaking forever. If the break already answers the bass, if the snare reads clearly, and if the macros give you a satisfying arc, commit it to audio. That gives you more freedom to edit, reverse, and reshape the phrase later. One more thing that saves a lot of time, keep a safe version of the rack with the macros near neutral. That way, if you overdo the heavy version, you always have a clean fallback. Small moves are usually stronger than huge ones anyway. A tiny filter sweep or a slight delay lift often creates more tension than a dramatic effect blast. So here's the core idea to hold onto. Build the break like a controlled old-school DNB phrase machine. Use macros to steer dirt, tone, space, and punch. Keep the snare strong. Keep the sub area clean, and keep the stereo spread under control. Automate across phrases, not random bars, so the track feels intentional and powerful. If you want to take this further, try the exercise. Build a 2-bar pirate signal break rack with at least 4 macros, using only stock Ableton devices and 1 break sample. Make 1 filtered intro version, 1 more open drop version, and 1 delayed tension moment. Then automate it across 8 bars and see if the groove still feels like DNB when the bass comes in. And if you want the full challenge, stretch it to 16 bars. Build 4 bars of murky intro, 4 bars of rising tension, 4 bars of drop pretty energy, and 4 bars with a variation or switch up. That's where this really starts sounding like a wrecker. Keep the snare clear. Keep the bass room intact. Let the break feel dusty, chopped, and alive. That's your pirate signal blueprint. Now go build it, bounce it, and make the transmission come through.